coming to you live from Steve's studio, located in Alec Holland's secret facility in the Louisiana swampland. It's nothing ventured, nothing gained. I'm your host with your most, your DM, Jared. And tonight I'm joined by Fabio.
Hey, hey, hey.
Trevor.
I didn't know where that one was.
Ah, Steve.
Yep.
Zach.
So according to the COVID chart that I found, podcasting isn't anywhere on the list of things that make you get COVID. So it's zero. So I think we're safe, guys. I think we're safe.
Thanks.
Tina.
Hi.
And last but not least, Jeff.
What's up, peoples?
So tonight we pick up back with our intrepid band of adventurers in the swamp marsh outside, pretty far outside Sandpoint. So the creature dies from its mental overload and it stops screeching and falls dead. What would everyone like to do?
Oh boy.
I'm just going to sheathe my sword and the spiritual weapon disappears. Wow, ooh. You guys annihilated those dragons.
Oh, one thing. One more thing.
Drakes. Balin, sorry for
2 points of damage.
Yes, you're right. They were drakes. You annihilated those drakes. My God.
I didn't hear what you said.
I forgot to say this. You take 2 points of damage.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, my arrows have splash damage. And I don't know how to stop it.
We need to heal up our...
Yes, I'm going to take care of that.
Our bailiff?
Yeah, I'll make a medicine check.
So we killed the two dragons, right?
The drakes, yes.
Yeah, sorry. Killed the drakes.
That's a nat 20 on the medicine check.
Well, yay!
Today's our day!
Well, when we tell the story to the people, it's two dragons. We gotta make it sound good.
Oh, yeah.
We killed the two dragons!
Alright, and we flipped... Oh, the boat's still on its side. Alright. So I look back to Artar, and I was like, Artar, got dragon eggs. And I'm throwing the quotation marks in the sky. Dragon eggs.
How much are they worth?
Drake eggs, probably not as much, but...
So, our tar, give me a... on the world lore check.
Ooh.
That's crooked and not a number. Underworld lore, 28.
Okay. The market price of drake eggs varies depending on the region, the type of drake, and the exact purpose the buyer has in mind. But typically, depending on the type of drake, it's how much it's worth. So these are rare, but not super rare. Because drakes are evil, dangerous, and intelligent, many societies do not condone the trade of drake eggs and criminalize those who engage in it. So you know that from just general, like, underworld stuff. So, like, these are rare and they're hard to move. In big cities, you'd be fine, but, like, around here, you would have a hard time.
Yeah, no, it might not be worth what I would have to do to unload them for what they're actually worth.
Yeah, like you would know, like, if you were to steal a gem, it's easier to steal, like, 5 small gems and move those than, like, one giant, like...
Sure.
The Eye of Sauron, like, that's a harder thing to move.
Right.
Gotcha.
I don't know how comfortable Keiko would be with selling these either.
They are.
Well, what if we know what the alternative is?
Break them?
Balin. Can make a nature check on these.
Who?
Balin making it.
Well, nature. Balin would probably want to destroy these eggs.
And... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Balin's going to be making omelets.
Oh, I was saying, hey, anyone for second breakfast?
Second breakfast.
Is there any value of eating dragon egg or a drake egg?
Probably not.
I'm saying if there's 5 of them, you could raise them.
You can, actually.
You'd have like a little drake army.
I don't I don't know if that could work.
But it may not work.
Keiko wants to have a Drake army. Another
the quadruple negative there.
Khaleesi. We'll call her Khaleesi.
Not Khaleesi Keiko.
I like that he goes, there's a triple negative in there.
I'll just have all the horses and all of the drakes.
And the acid-breathing drakes.
Use horses like they're potato chips, but drakes are forever.
No, I set the horses free. There's a difference. I don't lose them.
No, we killed some horses in our time.
You did. I didn't.
Well, we never, I don't think we killed any, but they definitely got murdered by our negligence.
Yes.
Okay, those horses. Yeah.
That much I will say. While Balin's healing and we're all like discussing like prices of eggs and what to do of either eat them, raise them, or sell them. Can I like take some of the like this the whatchamacallit, the skin off one of the drakes? I want to take like enough here for like a cape or like a cowl or maybe some armor. I don't know. I just don't think Drake's skin should go to waste.
Fair enough.
Like my character and me both are just like, you use every part of what you can kill. And I'm like, hey, I don't come across a Drake often. I want this.
That's fine. That will take you, make a craft check.
You got it.
Do like something for a cape. That'll take you about 10 minutes.
All right. Is it 15 plus 16 plus 15?
31. 31.
All right. You'll
be able to like pull off some hide for like a cape, but you'll still need to get it tanned and labored on.
Gotcha.
And that's something you would have to do in a town with a tanner. Yeah, it's a
downtime thing. I get it.
Yeah.
Question: if I put like my ear up to the eggs, do I like hear movement? Like, are these like almost gonna hatch eggs, or like there's?
Yeah. Give me a nature check.
Okay.
Okay, so this put it a wolf, wolf, wolf.
Oh, that wasn't that great. 26.
Oh, that's actually higher than the DC you needed. So normally Drake eggs hatch within about 6 weeks. How can I say this? No, not right away. But you do know that once it hatches, it imprints on the first thing that it sees.
Kiko's like, oh shit, I'm gonna ride a Drake.
A creature imprinted on this way gets a +5 bonus to nature check to train or command that drake.
Oh!
It takes 2 years for a hatchling to grow to full size. A well-trained drake can make a fearsome mount or guardian, but many careless would-be drake trainers are devoured by their charges due to the cruelty, overconfidence, or general lack of skill. So
Keiko's not cruel.
Overconfident, though. That might be
We got enough skill around here to help.
I mean,
there's five of them.
I can always dip into animal order. I mean,
oof.
Well, we can leave them here for now. We'll know where they are.
Or you could put it in the bag of holding.
Wouldn't you could take help? One. One's not going to hurt you.
Oh, I want a Drake as a pet.
But
now.
What does Balin say?
Yeah. Balin's been quiet.
Well, Balin's been looking stuff up because he had to change something.
Okay.
Because I realized I screwed something up.
Oh, what happened? How much more damage did you do?
No. It wasn't to do with that. It was to do with the item that I'm carrying that I had traded for something else.
Ah.
And I realized I thought they were the same amount of money, and they were not.
Oh.
So I had to quickly finagle something.
You need some cash?
No, it's actually... I stole money, so I had to like rectify that. I asked Jared if I can find someone to trade with me, and I thought that the items were one for one. And after first level, they're not one for one; they're like more like two for one.
Got it.
Well, but I had a lot of them anyway.
If you need some cash, let me know.
Yeah, it's good. Here's the thing: is like I hate black dragons. Like, hey, but if Keiko's going to tame it and she could use it to kill more black dragons, like, I'm not against that idea.
And it's not a dragon.
It's close enough. Like I don't see potato. I don't see the distinction.
It's a Drake.
Yeah.
Potato potato.
Well, I mean, when the description said amphibious dragon black, that pretty much encompasses
yeah.
black dragon. So yeah.
So Bailey doesn't necessarily see the distinction. But if it could be used for, you know, I would say this is a special use case that I'm like, that would be cool, and you can use it to kill all of them.
Can you trade it for a different color?
Yes, make it change like, colors.
Can I get any other
make it a
color
chameleon.
Black?
Get a custom paint job. We'll just...
It's like a Pokemon.
Pokemon!
So I will... Hopefully that is a good enough excuse to not deprive a character of something cool.
I don't... But here's the thing. If it hatches and I'm not the first thing it sees, it's not mine.
So make it happen.
That's the problem. It's not going to hatch right now.
Watch Bishop accidentally walk into the room like, hey, Keiko, what's going on?
She'd kill you. She'd kill you for real. She would kill you for real. And I don't want to watch that happen.
All right. Well,
Alcohol in the egg. Dip your finger in it. That seems legit.
Without a hesitation, buddy. It's just... You took my dragon baby from me? Oh, no.
That's wrong.
Oh, no.
You could have had a horse. You could have had a horse.
Oh. But you could have had a Drake. That's dope.
I see you, buddy.
I'm just spouting out bad ideas as I'm cutting off.
Oh, no. You heard my kidnap the mayor idea last week. I don't have good ideas.
No,
okay, so what are we actually doing? Because we do have a mission.
Send a method to go talk to them on high alert.
I mean, in 10 minutes, we got a lot done. We skinned a Drake, got a Drake baby egg. We, Balin healed up. We figured out what Drake eggs were worth.
Thank you for reminding me. I was supposed to get back more health
points. Are we taking one of the eggs?
Keiko's taking one.
And then we'll just leave the other four here.
Yes.
And you know where it
we
is.
We can come back for them.
Here's the other thing. You have to be able to maintain the Drake egg in like a sturdy condition for it.
What do you mean?
So
you gotta be damp, incubate it. Yeah.
So during that time, they must be kept in conditions appropriate to their natural environment.
So you're gonna have to leave it in the swamp.
The most difficult aspect of Drake husbandry.
Oh shit!
Now
this is probably the best place for it. Then
now,
all right, bye,
Templar Keiko. Blaze has an amazing idea. You fill up Caldy with liquid and stuff from the thing.
Is
put the egg in it and cover the egg.
Well, either that.
Yeah, Caldy would be big enough. It's a cauldron.
Yeah,
I love how this is a real conversation.
Wait, no, because the egg is the same size as a gnome, and we've established the egg is the size of the gnome, and we've established that Bishop that Benji can fit in the cauldron. So
yeah,
I mean that's definitely something that's feasible.
So hold on. I got a better question. All right, so you said it could fit three gnomes, right? Yes. So theoretically, we could put in three eggs.
No, not with all the swamp stuff.
The comforts that the egg needs.
Swamp juices.
Can't just like pour them on and be like, all right, I'll see y'all later. I'll shake your head.
Like, Keiko just turns into the dragon again that she turned into last time. And just takes the eggs
that's
and pieces
kind of
out.
What the Drake was reminding me of, like the look of it. It was kind of similar to, yeah, yeah. I didn't actually hit it. I just tangled it. I never actually hit anything.
She ain't wrong.
Yeah, Russian hamster or hamster.
Hamster,
aka avoid making omelets. Yep, this is how you avoid making omelets.
All right, so I guess we're taking an egg.
What happened?
We killed its parents. We have to do right by the children.
Right.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Hey, you got Nathaniel. I get a drake. I think that's equivalent.
Keiko's got a point there.
You got Nathaniel.
Oh, Lord.
You didn't kill Nathaniel's parents, but Nathaniel's parents died and you took him in. So I'm just taking these poor little baby drakes in who don't have family.
Wait, what if you hatched the drake in front of Nathaniel and helped Nathaniel to raise the baby drake, thus making Nathaniel now
a dragon rider.
Dragon rider.
A dragon riding paladin.
For a dragon rider.
Yes.
Bishop, that's pretty cool.
This is how we convince Bishop to let us do this.
That's pretty cool. I want to assist on that.
Whatever role that is, we're doing it.
That's role play.
Thinking about it, taking care of a pet teaches responsibility. Probably that could work.
Exactly.
So we're taking two eggs.
Yes. Well, we can always come back. I mean, when one, the one that's with us hatches, we know that the other one should be hatching about the same time.
I don't know about that. Yeah, but let's we're dawdling.
Okay, so we're taking at least what?
That's fine.
Yep.
Okay. there is a gnome ancestry feat.
Mm-hmm. Additionally, just so that you know, Tina, yeah. If we are playing this by the 30th, which we should be, because we're probably not starting the new AP till maybe mid-August, there is a background that I believe gets you pets and has to do with having a bunch of pets. So,
Pokemon Master?
I believe it's the Pokemon Master class.
Bet.
Oh.
So.
Of all the pets.
Just something to mull about inside.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. And this is for you. That's the page with the Drake stuff, stats. If you go all the way down, it pops up and you're able to instantly see all the stuff you would need, like the rolls and stuff on Drake's.
Cool. I love how that turned into a joke and then it's like, no, I have it.
No, here's the exact page. Like,
yeah, no, I got you.
I was like, oh, there's stuff for this.
I'm back.
Jared. I was like, Jared was not ready for this. He's like, nope.
Yeah.
Have you met me?
Oh, he was. You know, Jared's just like, oh, I knew these motherfuckers were going to do something. Let me get the age right.
Yes, you guys have one egg.
We have
you got pizza? That's not juice. Fuck out of here.
Thirsty comes back with pizza.
Pizza. There's the mother.
Yeah. It's gonna make it worse.
I'm good. I'm fine.
So are we able to mess with that device that we're trying to mess with in the first place?
Oh, are you guys gonna try with that?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole point of flipping the damn boat.
It's our lives, but
alright. You guys can try.
Okay, we're going to try. So we're gonna try to flip it over on its side. At least
I will aid them as well, I guess. If it's athletics, I'm trained. I can aid as good as I can do.
So everyone's aiding Balin, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Oh, I have to lift this up.
No. You guys have it on the thing. Now it needs electricity.
Gotcha. So our electrical people.
Shock and grasp.
All right. Yep. So wait.
I stand back.
I can just electric arc it. You don't have to. I have a cantrip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say try out the cantrip, see if that's enough, and then use the higher stuff.
Maybe make a knowledge check on it.
That's what I'm about to do. Yes. That's
what I'm about. Before we start shocking shit.
So I want to. I don't know whether this would be like a. I'm thinking like a craft check. So basically, what I'm doing is I want to figure out where the best pace for Keiko to zap it, you know, so electric and point the coils away from people. So nobody stand behind the coils. One, everybody stand over there. I'm going to try to figure out where, like, because I'm envisioning like a boat with a big coil thing on pointing out the back, right? With rails around the side.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm trying to make sure that either if the rails are like the circuit's complete, like I don't know if I'm using too much of my own knowledge versus what
you're using a lot of your own knowledge.
All right.
Because well, that would be what the skill check would be for. Right.
Well, yeah, why'd you roll?
I rolled a nat 20 the first time to figure out what it was.
Yeah. So yes. So you understand the how it would conceptually what it is. It's something that has to do with electricity that would make the bottom of this thing move on water.
Gotcha.
Again, this it's kind of like you understand an engine, but if I was like, hey, how do you fix an engine block? You'd be like, I gotta go to someone more important than me. Like gotcha. A mechanic would know more.
Gotcha. So at this point, it's like, I guess I'm still doing a craft check, right?
Or this is more, are you thinking this is more like a specialized lore check?
This is more of like engineering. Like you would need to be a hard engineer, like specialized craft in like understanding exactly what you're looking at.
Gotcha. All right. Since I don't have that, I still want to try and apply knowledge. Like, well, I know there's a wire there and a thing there and electricity goes through it. So zap that part right there. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
That's basically how I'm aiding Keiko.
Yep, that works.
All zap right. It.
I brace Where? Myself for impact.
As she goes,
I stand behind Keiko.
I don't know. It's a reflex saved. So do I just roll damage for it because it's an animate object?
Yeah, you just. You're doing it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not jumping out of the way because it's immobile, so it would just fail to save.
Holes and like shielding my genitals.
All right. So Keiko, you kind of charge up, right? You charge yourself up, and then mm-hmm. you fire it into this like machine. And everyone can see the sparks and everything. And then around the machine, right? So as you fire it into this coil, you hear it kind of just going down into like the underboat. And who's standing in the boat?
I am.
You're in the boat?
No.
Keiko, are you in the boat?
I'm probably right outside of it.
Okay. Is anyone in the boat besides
I assume that when she electrifies the thing, this thing's going to take off. So I thought we'd all be in the boat. But so I'm in the boat.
I thought we were just testing it.
Yeah. I'm going to stand on the shoreline.
I was using the Drake for 3/4 cover. That is just I don't want to be anywhere near water and electricity at the same time. That's
I'm wearing chainmail. This isn't good. I'm back on the shoreline.
It's just like, this is a bad idea. Artar is like, this is a bad idea.
I was like, let's do it.
My curiosity would really want me to figure out how this thing works.
There's only a
character. Character.
There can only be two people on the boat.
Yeah.
Two person boat.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's also a half a boat with acid marks, burns, and everything.
Yeah. It's not really a functioning boat.
Cool. And with that, Keiko, you notice that the energy kind of builds up and then kind of goes down into the bottom of the boat. So the bottom of the boat like lights up and everyone could like witness this bottom of the boat like lighting up and it creates like a soft blue light. And then you hear everyone hears a audible like and then a pop sound. And then the boat shoots, it lurches forward and then fires real fast and it goes about 20 feet. So everyone in the boat is kind of like thrown. And then it comes to a stop, as it definitely needs to have a constant source of energy.
Oh, God.
And also some way to direct it, as there is no, like, you guys have the butt end of the boat, like maybe the front had something, or maybe there was another way to direct the boat, or maybe it's through the amount of energy you put into it. Mm-hmm. But you guys kind of just threw yourselves 20 feet forward.
Gotcha.
You guys need to like the boat comes to a hard stop in this in the swamp, and you know, everyone, you guys kind of just jostle and like fall out of the boat.
You satisfied yet?
From like my prone position in the muck, I take my face out the mud. I go, no.
Okay.
So you were. So I was the only one in the boat.
Well, you and Kerswin.
Oh, okay.
Nice catch.
He's on it. He's on it. He's like,
I'm not giving up any more hero points.
I heard him hesitate for a fraction. Well, of
I think it's easier for him not to have people named two of the same thing.
Okay,
no, fair. It's a little
dead on.
Even though, like, I'm covered in mud and, like, probably bruised a little bit from, like, hitting the ground hard, I'm actually, like, really hyped about this boat. I don't know how in the world we could use it, but I'm hyped about this boat.
Does it seem like we have to, like, it's faster than if we walked?
Well, you only have half a boat.
No, but considering how fast, like, just figuring, like, how fast it went,
could we
with
make
it being difficult terrain for us walking?
Probably. It would be faster if you had a few days to, like, patch it up and stuff like that.
It would, okay.
We had another boat to do.
Because I can craft and you can craft, but I don't know if that would cut down on the time then.
I can also craft.
We got people that can craft coming back for this boat.
The eggs, the boat, that we're coming back.
Spot.
It's like the mental, like, GPS and putting a pin right here. Like, we're coming back.
You know, even though my compendium has been for, like, animals, on the back page, I put lightning boat. Question mark.
Lightning boat, I like.
Putting down, like, nice, quick.
All right, so then since we can't really do much with the boat now,
we can leave it.
Continue on to.
I mean, did you want to put it back and overturn it onto the eggs so it's like a covering, or?
Probably should. All
right. So, Jared, we're going to do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you guys could do
we
that.
We killed your parents, happen. But we'll make sure your eggs are good.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, they want.
Brother or sister, but it's all right.
We want Nathaniel to have a pet.
I like how Bishop's on board now. This is great.
He's with the shits.
He wants to play. Well, he wants to play the dragon. The dragon riding Nathaniel when he grows up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't been home all the time. Here's a pet.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not home all the time. I may die, so give him a pet.
It's a dragon.
Yeah.
You know, you lost your eye.
Yeah.
It's a seeing eye dragon.
Seeing eye dragon. Mm-hmm. That's like giving your kid a nuke and being like, I'm sorry I haven't been home all the time. Here's a nuke.
People have done
No one's done worse than nuke.
You say nuke, I say Super Soaker 5000.
Yeah.
Filled with acid. Potato.
With acid, you know, it's
Drake Ryder's no standpoint.
No one's gonna mess with Sans' point if we've got a whole horde of Drakes protecting also the earth.
That is true. We can rename Sans' point.
That's very
Give
true.
Give one to Bethan, one to Nathaniel.
If we have a Drake,
had a training Drake.
if we have a Drake Ryder coalition, we might be able to more easily defend Sans' point in the future.
He's so on board now. I love it.
These Drakes are going to murder everyone.
We're giving up on the wall.
You're going to kill everything. I mean,
you could have found a silver Drake. You could have found any color metallic Drake.
Nah.
Yeah, it's whatever color I picked. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the murder. Absolutely. It's going to be a sterile. Oh, you get back to Sans' point and there's nothing left because it's all acid destroyed.
So giveth and Aristotle taketh away. He's, we're going to use it.
I'm all right with that.
All right. So we cover it up and then we're going to
continue. Thank you, Russian Hammer.
Hamster.
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 Russian Hamster.
Of love.
What?
You don't know Roller Coaster of Love? Jeez.
Yes, no, I know, but why Hamster of Love?
Why not?
Moving on.
He knew.
He knew what he was doing. And with that, you guys start to traverse back into the swamps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you guys will be doing what you were doing
Absolutely.
Yeah. As before. Yeah. So defend. Give me a yeah. nature. Give me a nature. Give me a survival check.
It's 11 plus 18. 29 on survival.
35.
Woo!
I see you, Keiko. I see you. You don't see these tracks, though.
So, moving around, you guys start to notice, Keiko and Kerswin start to notice, like, trees have been felled. There are areas, you're now moving into areas that look like there's intelligent life in here. You start to smell smoke. You can hear sounds. And you hear, like, music? Question mark? Maybe singing? Chanting a little bit?
Gotcha.
Any languages that we'd be familiar with, or it's just any you words? Can't distinguish it?
It's undistinguishable at this distance.
Gotcha.
It cuts the silence of the swamp, of the natural, you know, cokey frogs and stuff like that. It cuts that sound. Okay.
All right. So I just tell everybody that there's something up ahead.
Sounds like chanting.
Yes.
I just raised my shield again.
I'm ready. Does anyone? So, who's moving in? Right, like, give me the.
I think
it's Aratar. Aratar, are you gonna take the lead and stealth up?
Yeah, you do that.
I could do that if you want.
I was
sure.
Stealth as well.
Okay.
Woo! That's a lot of fucking stealth, dude.
I'm gonna take 37? A sec. I keep forgetting. I can. Oh, well, that's good. Go for it.
37 for stealth.
Okay.
Not bad.
I got a 25.
Okay. So you guys are moving in together. Aratar kind of breaks off from Kerswin, realizing that he's... Aratar, you're good. Kerswin, you're not as good, but Aratar fucking, like, predators into that.
Like, you just watch it blend into the leaves.
Yeah, he just, like, kind of dips into the water. Does that Navy SEAL, like, dipping in silently into the water. He looks at you, gives you a wink, and then goes under the water with no sound.
She says the jungle. It came alive and took him. That's not what she said. What she said doesn't make any damn sense.
I thought you go up to Bishop later and be like, you give away our position one more time, I'll kill you in these trees and let you bleed real slow. Yeah.
I can just imagine that Aratar is just to make the predator noise. This is cool.
A weird clicking sound.
Yeah.
I can do that. Together. I can do that.
Turn around.
Get to the chopper.
Chopper.
Project Lasagna. Love it.
Nice.
So now you guys move up. Aratar or Kerswin, do either of you speak goblin or like green speak?
I do.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure Kerswin, that was their
shtick. That's one of the languages.
I do not.
Okay. Yeah, goblin is one of mine too.
Aratar, you know it's goblin, but you don't know what they're saying. Kerswin, the goblins are singing a song about their king Gormut.
Gormut. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a out of character, in character kind of. Is that one of the remember when all the tribes were being put together and there was like a list of names? I don't remember where I put that sheet. I know it's somewhere here.
Oh, wow,
that name sounds familiar.
Yeah,
it should sound familiar
because I remember way back in the day, this was still playing at the game store. Not even at the old, not even like in Steve's studio, not even at the studio we rented. I'm talking about where we were still like meeting up at the game store where the goblins were coming in together. And I remember there were different leader names.
Yeah. Two different clans.
Yes.
Yes.
Clan. Yeah.
And they were getting mobilized together and that was a thing.
This was one that we ran into heading into Thistletop.
Mm-hmm. And we killed their king and then promised the crown to another.
And then kept it anyway.
Well,
the physical crown, I think we kept, but.
Yeah, I don't think they care about the physical crown.
Can I roll to remember? This is literal recall knowledge and actual recall knowledge on which tribe Gormut was the leader of.
Gormut was the leader of the frog something, the frog people.
Yeah, I don't have that in my notes, but that's where.
Yeah, sorry, that's like three notebooks ago. I lost that.
That's like old school. We don't even have a recording of that.
You don't know how far back I had to go in my notebook for that.
Very far.
Like page three or something like that.
Sorry, was like level two. That was like level one.
Yep, that was very early. So many do I see?
Oh, it's like a whole camp. Maybe 30, 40 of them.
Okay, so there's a bunch. Sure, that's fair.
As you look at them, you now realize a lot of them have like these weird mutations. You remember those mutations from before.
Yes, we do.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Okay. Do we see any scouts? Anyone keeping watch? Anyone?
They seem to be in some kind of cheer.
Cheer?
Yeah, like a celebration.
Gotcha. All right. So I want to pay attention to what they're celebrating and try and decipher what's going on.
Okay. So you'll
see. I'm listening to their song to find out what they're so hyped about.
It's kind of like they're just like being soccer hooligans right now. They're just getting amped.
Gotcha.
Since I can't really understand what they're saying, I'm going to sort of like get a layout of their camp, how many tents, how well armed they are, how, you know, are they eating? Are they drinking? You know,
okay, so all of that, that'll take you about, like, because you would have to circle the camp, and remember, it's 30 or 40 of them, so it's a fairly large encampment.
Right.
There are, like, not roads, but you notice, like, kind of the main entrances are between, like, trees. Like,
I can see obvious ways in and out of the camp that they would use.
And those have, the like, wooden spikes. Kind of pointing out poorly constructed wooden spikes to, like, you know, like when you're like sieging a beach, like that. You see guards are sleeping. Some of them looks like a pair of guards are having scorpion fights. So like they're betting on like scorpions trying to kill each other. You know, you're looking around the camp. You notice like a central tent, which would probably be where Gormut lives.
Right.
Yeah,
so like I said, it's just more to just gather intelligence of the scene since I can't really understand the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while he's visually gathering, I'm like auditory gathering, trying to like listen to like what they're talking about, see what they're hyped about, that type of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're celebrating. There seems to be like a small feast.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's going on.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure whether Artar can see me or not, but
definitely cannot because he is scoping out an entire camp.
Gotcha.
So he's kind of moving around and you what side of him.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So after, like I say, a little bit of time, I'm going to head back to the team and let everybody know what I heard and what's over there.
Okay, so in about 10 minutes, you come back and you give everyone the rundown of what's going on. And you were like, oh, you know, they were singing about like a king, like the new hero who is like the hero king. And, you know, something about him defeating Rip Nugget and taking his place and stuff like that. And she is this epic, you know, frog. Yeah. Mount Rider.
Wait a minute. I remember. This is the one that Artar. I mean, I'm not there, but this is the one that Artar drop kicked off the frog.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. This is the one we.
I think I attempted to drop kick. I don't think I succeeded. I think I actually failed at.
No, this is the one we promised the kingship whatever. Yeah,
I tried to win the frog over, and the frog was very loyal to the Corvette.
Well, I mean, it's a matter of right now, do we really consider 30 goblins a threat?
Well, or, I mean, if Gormit's, you said Gormit's there?
Yeah, definitely there.
So Gormit knows us.
Yeah, right? can we try to sneak in there and talk to them? I can't sneak in there and talk to them. But
I just can't communicate with them because I don't have the language capabilities.
Gormit speaks common English.
Yeah, Gormit spoke to us in
Gormit
common.
Speaks English.
Gormit speaks English.
Cheerio.
Speak that language.
Pip pip cheerio.
I mean, we could try.
Just to see if they've seen anything, they can point us in the right direction.
So this is what we know. We know that there was a power struggle. Rip Nugget we took out.
Yep.
All right. And now Gormit took over his place.
Yep. Yes.
All right. So now Gormut's in charge. Mm-hmm. We kind of promised Gormit leadership or the crown. Theoretically, he did get the crown if he's already the leader.
Right.
Do we still have it?
No. I believe someone sold it.
I believe it was sold a long time ago.
So the other thing you have to consider is that they were in Thistletop. Why did they relocate?
They're with Nualia's group.
No, I know, but that is kind of like where I'm leaning. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but so, allies they once were, they are no longer.
Well,
that's how we can start.
We can always try. We can always try again. It's always worth it to diplomatize with.
I'm just putting out there that they relocated, and they relocated in a place that we know there's bad juju going on.
Yep.
Just keep that in the back of your head.
We got a track record of one to one with this specific goblin, so maybe it could work.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And if not, we should probably be able to handle 30 goblins.
If you
flip on us,
I could take out most of them with one hit.
Say you could do one or two spells and then be toast.
Unless they have class levels.
That would help. Dueling fireballs.
All of them are wizards. High level wizards.
You know, like 10 level wizards.
The highest wizards. Okay.
All level 34 wizards.
34.
I say, Bishop, if you want to try the conversation, that I think this is the one time where I won't say no.
Yeah.
Okay. You can try it.
He liked us before, so.
I don't know how we would get in there without being noticed.
Well, if you're going
to diplomatize with them, does it really even matter if we're noticed?
You know what? That's fair. That's fair.
It is goblins.
Like if we're sneaking up, they're already probably going to be like, all right, these guys are sneaking up on us. As opposed to they'll just attack.
Yeah. Oh.
Sneaky Chuffy.
Sneaky Chuffy.
Sneaky Chuffy.
All right. So are we in agreement to try to pussy or?
I say, Bishop, I put my hand on your shoulder. I was just like, today's your day to try it.
Hello again, faithful listeners of Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gained. Zach here with another batch of important updates, so stay tuned and we'll get right back into the action. First off today, we at NVNG would like to thank all of our Twitch followers for tuning in and subscribing to our channel. Twitch, in an effort to celebrate inclusivity, diversity, and to strive for equality in all aspects, are standing in solidarity and support of the shared goals of social justice in both the LGBTQIA and Black communities. To do that, for the next month until July 15th, Twitch will be donating 10 cents to both the Trevor Project and the National Black Justice Coalition when you show your support by subscribing, gifting subscriptions, or cheering at least 300 bits in any channel, maxing out their donations at $300,000 to both organizations. Any contributor to this will permanently earn special pride emotes to gift to your own communities, so come spend some snack points and chat with us and spread some well-needed love. Next, I wanted to talk to you listeners about something near and dear to my own beard. That's right, gamers, it is imperative that you take care of your facial hair. But why stop there? Why not indulge in a little self-care sundae with a nice scented bath bomb? And is this all before your next tabletop game? Then look no further because I have your one-stop shop for all of your gaming and self-care needs, lining the shelves of Wiz's wondrous items. Indulge in your self-care sundae with a Wizard's Beard Conditioning Kit, complete with enchanting scented oils and styling balm for that fresh 2,000-year-old book smell and soft-to-the-touch face feel. Go beyond with their numerous spell soaps that house a dark and sinister secret. A free 20-sided die at the center of a beautiful handmade soap. And of course, what does every Dungeon Master need for their new soap-given D20? Why, it's none other than a handcrafted, laser-cut, and velvet-lined dice box to house all of your gaming tools. These DM dice boxes have been designed for optimal storage and appearance by laser-cutting two carefully fitted slabs of Baltic birch plywood. With finger-jointed edges, each box is made to order just for you, and is assembled, sanded, stained, detailed, and finished by hand. They come in a variety of colors and sizes with different designs, like the Web Weaver, the Raven's Hill, the Critical Point, and the Necromantic. Options start at just $50, but act fast because these boxes are flying off the shelves at an alarming rate, almost as if someone has cast a cursed levitation spell on them or something. Again, all of these wonderfully magical items and more can be found at Wiz's Wondrous Items at the URL etsy.com/shop/WizWondrousItems. Again, that's etsy.com/shop/Wiz's Wondrous Items. As always, Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gamed is proudly sponsored by our lovely patrons over at patreon.com/NVNG podcast. If you aren't a monthly subscriber, then you're missing out on exclusive content, early access to our special holiday episodes, and special merchandise that's only for our followers. Exclusive content like weekly polls, postcards, buttons, NVNG limited printed apparel, and more. Tiers start at our $1 tetrahedron tier, where you can show us some love and get one of us a well-needed cup of coffee, and go up to our $45 icosahedron tier. All tiers and their exclusive rewards can be found on our Patreon homepage, so head on over, check it out, and show us some love. To round out our announcements, come check us out on our socials. We're found on Facebook at Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gamed Podcast, and on Twitter and Instagram at NVNG Podcast. If you have the time, please drop us a rate and review on your podcast app of choice, as that will help us better ourselves and hopefully inspire new players. Tune in Wednesdays around 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our weekly streams on twitch.tv/NVNG, where you can chat with us in real time as we continue our current campaign, discuss rules on various games, and even share some hot news about the gaming community. Keep an eye out for our soon-to-come YouTube channel, where we will post our favorite clips and even some full special episodes. And lastly, podcasts and retailers who listen to the show who are interested in cross-promotional efforts and advertising can contact us at mvngpodcast@gmail.com for more information. And that's going to do it for this mid-roll, guys. But just remember to stay safe out there, whether that's dealing with the global pandemic or protests against police brutality. And if you have the time to join us at the Rusty Dragon Inn, we'll be there with drink in hand and laughter in our hearts as we roll some dice and give advice with a little bit of that New York spice. Now, back to the action!
I don't know.
Yeah, we might get information that we need from these people.
I don't know if I feel emboldened or terrified now that you say that.
A little bit.
We're trying to be supportive here. We're trying to be supportive as a team.
Yeah, but I can understand why.
That never happens. Exactly.
We're not used to that.
We're not used to trusting each other. That like that never happens.
Is this no positive reinforcement?
What? Yeah, it feels like a setup.
Right? Yeah, it feels totally like a setup, right?
It's being genuine. I know.
I'm just gonna, based on your past diplomacy efforts, I'm just gonna kind of like pat you on the back, like. You got this, buddy, and I'm going to give you guidance just in case.
All right, cool. All right.
Oh, you have little faith.
Yep.
All right. I guess I will. All
right, before you go, let's take a position. All right.
Yes. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's.
Do we have someone that should go with him that can speak goblin?
Yes. Benji, would you care to join me?
I guess I will, because if things go sour, I will fireball the fuck out of them.
There you go.
All right. All right. So me and Bishop and Benji will head over to the, I guess, the front entrance, I guess, or one of the two entrances leading in.
That's probably fine.
I want to get a vantage point in a tree to basically give them like sniper cover and stay there.
I'm going to find a defensive position in stealth on the outskirts of the camp to try to just sort of, you know, see how shit goes.
Okay.
18 plus 17, so 18, so 36 to stealth again. I'm really good for stealth today.
Fair enough.
I'm just gonna, since Benji's going with, I'm gonna cast status on Benji again.
My stealth is 23.
Yep. Okay. But you need to do an athletics check to climb the tree.
I have a climb speed.
Ah, true. Ooh.
Yeah.
So you climb the tree and you're up there hiding in the dirt, in the tree branches. Make everyone roll initiative as the tree is actually a treant and is now fighting Fabio.
Oh. I feel bad for me in real life. I've been waiting for this all my motherfucking life. Let's go!
Poor Fabio.
So we don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
It's okay with that.
I'm fighting inanimate objects and not become animated.
So as Bishop and Benji walk up to the goblins, all of a sudden the goblins kind of like freak out that there are people walking up, and they pull out their horse choppers. And they're pointing them at you. And horse choppers are like these janky-ass pole arms that they use to kind of chop at horses, hence their name. And they're like, who goes there? And they're shaking them. They're screaming it in Goblin.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know what they said if they're screaming in Goblin. But I kind of halt and put my hands up like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to speak to Gormit. We are old friends.
So they scream, they say in Goblin, Longshanks, no, come in. Gormit, see no one. And then one of them kind of pushes you with the blunt end of the blade, like, away.
And I'll say back in Goblin, be like, we need to speak to Gormit.
And they look at you and they say in Goblinese, how do you know our tongue?
We know Gormit.
Gormit, hero of tribe. You know no Gormit. We know no Gormit. And then one of them starts to scream as you see a scorpion like climbing on its leg. And then it's like freaking out now. So it drops its pole, the horse chopper, and it's like,
Oh boy.
Are you all right?
And the other one kind of swings, you know, as it like spins around, so it swings, so it looks like it's gonna swing at Bishop. The way it looks is like this thing's trying to swing at you, but it's whipping around to see its friend screaming at scorpion climbing on its leg,
and accidentally slices him because he had a horizontal swing at him.
Yeah, the goblins.
Cut off his own head.
Oh.
But he's trying to like chop at the guy's leg now, and they're just screaming at each other. And then the ones with the scorpion's like, this is your scorpion. And the other one's like, no, that's your scorpion.
This is great.
Just walk
right past.
I'm shaking my head from the tree. It's like, nope.
Bishop just kind of like sidesteps around them into the encampment.
So you walk into the encampment and you can hear singing and stuff going on, and then like a massive cheer goes up, and you could see where the pyre is and where all the goblins have like kind of crowded around. It looks like most of the city or most of the small goblin town is there, and a big cheer goes up, and then you see like this bug-eyed, like literal like fly-eyed, remember Gormit was mutated, creature, and it's you know, and she's hobbling as she comes up with a twisted arm, and she raises one of her daggers and she says, I, Gormit, I'm the hero. And all the goblins go, ah! And then one of the goblins, like, foaming out the mouth, like screaming. And Gormit says, "We have reclaimed our land." And all of them are like, "And now this land will go back to being ours." And all of them are like, "We must go back and ride the toads." And then they're like, And then one of them picks up like a large toad and licks it. And then like flies into a frenzy.
Nice.
I don't think that's sanitary.
And they all start to like scream and cheer as the one goblin's like having like a seizure on the floor.
From nice. Like a Simpsons episode.
From taking in some psychedelic frog oils.
Or hypnotoad.
Yeah. And then Gormit's like
Family Guy. Sorry. Family Guy. There you go.
Both.
Yeah, both of them had that. And then Gormit's like, "We must go find a slurk." And then all of them are like, slurk.
Bendy, what's a slurk?
You guys know what a slurk is. They're like the large saber-toothed toads.
Oh, okay. Those things that she had the mount, right?
Yeah, she had the mount. Yeah.
Yeah, that was her mount. Huh.
And she's like, "Some of you will die to the slurk." And then all of them kind of get quiet. And then, when we ride the slurks, we will reclaim more land. And all of them like, slurk. And then another one like raises a toad and is shaking it over its head. And everyone's just getting like super amped about toads.
Oh boy.
They're like, okay. Okay. Ooh, this is weird.
What's going on? Like at the bottom of the tree. Like, what?
They're like licking toads.
So what would you guys like to do? This is kind of your stage. It's a diplomacy thing, you guys. You know Gormit speaks common.
Yes. But right now Gormit is kind of like on the center like this stage kind of thing.
That's like a little stage kind of area. It's chanty, like.
Yeah.
Were they chanting this in common or is it in goblin?
Goblin. All of this is in goblin.
Oh, so Bishop doesn't know what their plan is.
Well, they scream slurk, and Bishop knows what a slurk is because he's fought one, and Cursewind did tell him what it was.
I heard slurk, and that was about it.
Yeah.
They are going to capture. They want to capture more of those gigantic frogs.
The one she was riding?
Yes, and she's planning on losing a lot of her people to do it.
Now that doesn't sound too bad.
Maybe you could offer up some help with them, get with the slurg, and they'll give us more information.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Should we wait over by her tent? Maybe that'll be fine.
I think that they're going to be going the way that they seems like they're going to. Get the slurk now.
Oh, okay. Then let's just skirt around the outside of this little gathering here and over to where Hero Gormit is.
So you're going up to the stage or up to her tent?
I think we're just kind of skirting around this large crowd closer to her in a way.
You're gigantic compared to all these.
Yeah, you're like, goblins.
Yeah. You've got to stand out.
Whole three goblins higher than her.
Yeah, but she's on a little platform, so she's actually like a little taller than me, just because of the platform she kind of stands on.
She might be like up to your chest at this point.
Or yeah, that, it's not that tall.
Yeah, it's not like.
Remember, she's mutated. She's just her legs are short.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Good day, Hero Gormit. I believe
everyone starts to scream as Bishop comes forward. So now all of them start to scream. They're just like, thanks! And then all of them start to like pull daggers, and Gormit's like kind of shocked that you're here. And
Go ahead. All I want is that all the goblins turn, they pull daggers, and Bishop goes.
And then, like, as they're screaming, make a reflex save, Bishop.
Ah, come on.
Uh-oh. Shizzle.
Someone's getting it's something hot at them. One.
Yeah. Nope. 21.
Okay. Hey. You only get hit by 3 toads.
God.
As the whole rest of toads come flying at you.
Toads are like and small. They're like,
No, the toads are like fairly fat and large. Like these people yeah, raise
they're
toads.
They're like the size of my head.
Yeah. They're like pumpkin sized toads.
I kind of like pick up my shield to kind of like block it a little.
So there are like hard dings coming off of the shield as you're blind. And then they're like, they're here for the celestial. And then Gormit's like, oh, you can see Gormit's like visibly confused. And then a few of them are like, set the toad on fire!
Gormit, please, Hero Gormit, if you wouldn't mind controlling them for just a moment.
So Gormit's like, everyone calm down! Calm down! And then they're like, no! You're a hero! And then a few of the goblins like rush and they're like trying to scamper up onto the thing to take up like defense around Gormit with like their little daggers, their little dog slicers, and they're like, no! Oh! And they're all in a frenzy, and then a few of them see Benji and they're like, look what they've done to this goblin! Because they don't know that you're a gnome. They think you're just another ugly mutated goblin.
I love that so much.
Goblin cheat.
I whispered down to Keiko, oh, it's getting rough in there.
Please.
Diplomacy is failing.
Can I
climb up the tree? There's been no diplomacy. You could climb the tree.
Okay.
Pull a javelin out.
Talk, Hero Gormit, please, if you wouldn't mind corralling them for a moment.
So Gormit says in Goblinese, my subjects, these are subjects. They look ugly, but trust me, they are under my command. And they're like, what? And like people are screaming like, what? And then Gormit's like, I've tamed the Slurk and I have tamed the Longshanks. Everything will be okay. And then they're like, Gormit, 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 Gormit. And then one of them like smashes their head with like a frog and like the guts go all over it.
Is he okay?
And then she's like, yes, yes. So she like screams out to the crowd. She's like, my subjects, go out and find more toads. We need more toads. We must pickle their juices.
Oh,
oh boy.
I'm hard translating for Kiko and Balin from the tree.
Oh.
And this is terrible.
And so they all start to like, they all start to scream, Gormit! 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 And then she's like, please come into my tent. And you guys... head can follow her into her tent, and it is a fairly small tent in a Gormit for 2020.
Toads for everybody.
Toads for everyone.
The man, you get a toad and you get a toad.
I'm just saying, he's bringing the land back to his people. Theoretically, his platform's pretty legit.
It's a pretty legit platform. I could get behind Gormit.
I'm just saying.
Free drugs for everybody.
Right? Yeah, I'm just saying. Gormit's pro drug and pro land.
That's a good platform. I can't get mad at that.
Yeah.
It was Frog Shorter, Bounce Brothers. Like, yo, I respect it.
So as you enter the tent, you notice that there are like large jugs like 2 or 3 large jugs. And it's large by goblin size, but for everyone else, it's normal. You notice that there are like toads kind of hopping around, and Gormit like hobbles up to like one of the jugs and then scoops like what looks like kind of like a mug of liquid and like offers it to you, and she's like, toad juice? Toad juice?
No, thank you. I've just eaten. I'm okay. Thank you.
And then she kind of like points at Benji, toad juice?
No, thank you. I'm good.
She goes, suit yourself. And then she like takes a swig of it. And then as you see that, as she swigs, a toad like hops out of the jar and like comes hopping by.
Mm. Well, actually, I've got a picture of
the poop in the finger. Quiz. And she says, my friends, how may I help you? You've given me command of my people back. I appreciate that. And you Longshanks are honorable and kept up your word. So how may I assist?
Well, we
what brings you to my swamp?
Swamp.
Shit. Swamp. Get out of my swamp. Shit. I'm sorry.
What is this episode? Oh my god.
This episode is cursed. Okay.
This is amazing.
It's trust day again, did you realize?
Trust day.
It's trust day all over again. Okay.
I try it.
Gormit. We happened upon your encampment here, and we're just wondering
for toad juice. Yes. We have lots of it. I may give you as much as you need.
No. We're not here for the toad juice. We want to know what you're doing over.
We are pickling toads for their toad juice.
Okay. Is that all you're doing in this swamp? Just looking for toads?
Well, we're also going to catch the slurk and we will ride it.
Ah, yes. I did hear you mentioning a slurk. That was that giant toad that you rode once before. Is that not
yes. correct?
Yes. Hmm. So you're just here to find toads and capture slurgs?
Well, that is the new frog tribe.
Hmm.
We are trying to live in harmony with the other Longshanks.
All right. I can appreciate that. That's very nice of you. I think that is a wonderful way to move forward.
And then she picks up like a smaller jar and then she goes, pickle tadpole. they're actually quite delicious. And she pulls out like a tadpole and it's still kind of like squirming and she like slurps it. She's like,
yeah.
Second oyster.
You know what? Another time. Next time.
I'm writing that down.
Damn it, Lasagna.
riveting situation. Well, we were in these swamps because we had heard tell of a temple in these areas. The Slurg Temple, or?
Yes, it's where it lives.
Oh, where is that? Do you happen to know?
Not too far from here.
Oh, would you happen to show us the way?
Yes, we were going to go there to capture the Slurg and ride it.
Hmm, okay. If you don't mind, we'll tag along and help you tame the Slurg.
Sure.
For you to ride valiantly into the distance or wherever you end up going.
The distance or wherever.
All great frog tribe leaders must have the Slurg and ride the Slurg.
Fair point. That is a fair point.
So I'm not sure if this is a thing. I'm not there, but just keep in mind what she said, excuse me. So how far is the little town, little kind of like a place where we came from, where there was the encampment, the human encampment from Sands Point? How far away is that from where we are right now?
Wait, excuse me? I'm sorry.
You know, where the humans, the refugees from Sands Point. How far is there to here?
Oh, quite some distance.
Quite some distance. Okay. Now keep in mind, Gormit said he's keeping harmony with the other Longshanks. What other Longshanks?
Oh, that's true.
As you hear Balin's voice in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it echoes in the back of my mind. It's actually echoing. God. The voice of reason is actually
the Russian hamster is killing. Yeah, Project Lasagna and Russian hamster killing me with their puns.
Oh god.
Goulash.
So just wondering, Gormit, these other longshanks you're talking about, were they the ones from the town outside of these swamps, or where did you meet them?
Meet who?
The other longshanks that you said you were trying to get on better terms with.
When we came here.
And do you know what they looked like?
Like you. Not like that one. And he points to Benji.
Well, yes. I mean, he's not long like I am.
It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
There you go.
Yeah. That's not what I meant, Benji. But thank you for the analogy.
Half gnome, half goblins.
gnome in the streets and goblin in the sheets. Is that what it is?
Nice.
I want that on
a t-shirt. That's a t-shirt.
All right. I'll do that shirt.
Noblins.
Noblins.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you said they looked like me in the fact that they were just long shanks. Did they mention why they were here in any way?
Were they the ones?
I mean, they must have told you something. You are the hero.
Yes.
Great hero. Yeah. The Frog King.
Yeah, we showed them the land to put their camp on.
And where did they put their camp?
I don't know, near the beach.
Beach.
Well, not the beach, the outskirts.
So, okay, so Jared.
Yes.
This is now out of game. Going by our triangle map from earlier. Uh-huh. Of our points of interest, the town, the manor, the swamp, and then the encampment here in the center.
Yeah.
Where would that fall? Where they just said?
She's telling you that they showed the longshanks from Sands Point where they put their tent to their camp.
Okay. All right. Well, that's helpful in a way. All right. I mean, Benji, do you have any other pressing matters you think we should ask her?
You remember the people that we were with that we were against in Thistletop?
Yes.
Have you seen anyone that's been associated with them around here?
No.
And is there anywhere
No. I have not seen any long shanks like that. I have seen the one-eyed shanks, but they're not long. They're big. And wet shanks.
Oh, giants.
No,
oh.
The one-eyed shanks are the
things.
The servant cultists. Things. I've got the cultists. Thank you.
No, they said really big.
Yeah, but the one-eyed shanks are the cultists too.
Yeah, but they're not. They're like my size. Okay.
So where did you see them?
They wander around the swamps.
Do you know where they come from?
No, we don't go near them.
What areas do you tell your people to avoid because of them?
All different areas. That is their hunting ground or their where they go the most.
Where is that?
Deeper in the swamps.
Okay. Could you possibly give us a better direction of which way that would be
that we can go. We want to make this place safe for you guys.
So she could describe it. It's a swampy area. Look, they it's near a lot of boiling mud.
Mm-mm. Okay.
And that is where they are. They okay. travel in groups. She says they usually travel in groups of four or five.
Are we sure that's not a stone giant of some kind?
It could be anything. It doesn't matter. And it's whatever it is, we know where they're coming like from.
Fishmen, and some of them look like big one-eyed fishmen.
Fishmen?
Yes, they look like ugly suckers.
Ugly motherfuckers.
And then she kind of like goes, she's like, wait here, I'll show you. And then she goes out, and then she comes back in like 5 minutes, and she has like, do you ever see one of those, what they look like they're melting? You ever see, you've probably seen them. They're like the fish. They have like the sad face, like the big bulbous nose with the super.
A monkfish.
A monkfish, yeah. She brings back what looks like a small monkfish. And she goes, looks like this.
Ew. Well, okay. That's a look.
And then she puts it in like a pickle jar with the pickled, tadpoles.
Is that going to contaminate the tadpole?
No, or? Makes them taste better. Spicy.
Okay. Oh, and you said spicy.
Oh no!
Great. All right.
Well, spicy tadpole. That could be a drink.
Benji, I think I'm actually satisfied with this meeting we've had. Gormit, should we meet up in when would be best to go to this temple to get your slurs?
We go now.
We go now?
Yeah.
Benji, is this available with you?
Gormit, we probably should go make sure that these things are not going to be coming. When we come back, we'll help you with the slurs, though.
But they don't come now. They come at night.
The things that
we still have a short window until nightfall, to be honest, Benji.
Well, let's meet up with the others, and if we can come back today during the day, we will. And if not, we'll help you on our way back, because we want to make sure that this area is safe for you guys, so that way you can have a lot of slurgs to ride. Because if these things corrupt the area, there's not going to be any slurgs, and there'll be no toads for you guys to have fun with.
I'm surprised at you, Benji. You're actually taking their well-being into account. That's progress. Look at that.
I could have killed the entire thing, family. I could have killed the entire family.
I know. I kind of just like pat him on the shoulder a little bit. All right. If you wait, we will help you with the slurgs.
Well, wait for what?
Us.
To go down. You're here now. We go get slurks now.
We can't go now.
Why not now? You go later. It's nighttime.
She does bring up a fair good point, Benji. Later is nighttime.
Heck of a logic there.
when the big sun comes back out.
Tomorrow? Why tomorrow? That's when slurks go.
They'll be back tomorrow.
Slurks are a one-time thing. If we do this, maybe if we do this now, because I said it's at the temple, maybe that's information we could use there. It's a scouting mission at that point. How hard could it be to corral a slurg?
I'm like, I don't got any nature skills.
I'm sure Keiko and Cursewind could take care of it, no problem.
We're off in a tree somewhere.
We just volunteered the entire group to go hunt frogs in the middle of a thing that we're trying to stealthily sneak into and get the drop on these.
Think about it this way. We're using them as camouflage.
Okay, well, I think we're best going to get them, but if you want to go slurk hunting, then we can go slurk hunting.
Not really going slurk hunting again. They said it's at a temple. She said it's at.
I don't think slurks are going to be living where the undead creatures and all that other and the one-eyed monsters.
It's worth checking out. It's worth checking out the slurgs being in this temple that she's speaking of, you know.
Okay.
If we're wrong, then we're wrong, and now we have to go the other direction where the giant one-eyed things are that look like fish.
Okay.
Gross.
Well,
gross.
Let's go see what the party wants to do, because we have to go meet with the rest of our people.
Yep. Okay. Hero Gormit, thank you, and Bishop Bowes. We're going to go get the others, and hopefully we'll be right back to help you with your slurg hunt.
She nods. She goes, good, good. Come back with strong people. We go get slurgs. We ride slurgs.
Yes, it is going to be all of us who took down Rip Nugget together.
We'll be back as soon as we can.
Yep.
But all right, not right away.
Bye. And Bishop Let's turns go. Around and backs up out of the tent.
So you are free to leave the camp. Yeah. Like people, the goblins kind of make way for you, and she goes, farewell, Longshanks.
Farewell.
Bye.
That was everything I wanted it
to be. Oh, yeah.
That I guess was hilarious. Side of the camp to the others.
So you're able to make your way back, Curse, when you see them coming back. So you kind of understand that it's safe and they're not in any kind of danger. So you can like flag people down and kind of tell people to move out.
Gotcha. So it's like I wave from like a tree to them. Hopefully I catch it like eye line with either Bishop or Benji. And I just point to like a side where we can like meet and talk. And I'm going to like climb down the tree. I'll take Keiko with me so it's easier.
Whee!
I look at Balin. I was like, well, they didn't kill him or try to eat him. So that's good news.
That's true.
Gormit has a cocktail for you guys to try the next time you come in there. Bishop also volunteered us to go hunt giant toads.
Okay. To be fair, they're called slurgs, and they're the giant toads, the horned toads that Gormit was riding back up in the weird mazes in Thistletop. Also, these happen to live in a temple in the swamp.
But we also know that there are some giants, one-eyed creatures that look like fish that are wandering around doing a hunting in a certain area that's not the temple. Gotcha. It's deeper in the swamps. So
anything about undead or anything else or vampires or ghouls?
I don't think they know anything about anything that is taller than them. They call everything taller than them Longshanks.
Okay.
Temple. What is this temple?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If we at least have their entire encampment go with us, it's kind of like camouflage while everything is still kind of okay, because the weird giant fish, one-eyed fish monstrosities only come out at night. So
when do they want to go after the slurk?
Now. Right now.
Now?
Right now. Yeah. Sun is still up.
Shit.
That's what I said.
It's the only lead we have on a direction of anything, so we can at least try and figure out what this temple is, whether it's the same one or whether it's something else.
And if it proves to be nothing, then we cross it off the list. That's it.
Yeah. All right, then I guess we're going slurk hunting.
Like, I'm trying to play like what my character would know with this information. So like, I've heard the word temple, and I know that we're looking for a temple. So I would definitely be intrigued by this. I mean, I don't know about hunting for slurks.
Yeah, I don't really care for slurks. I want to do just big ass frogs. So,
well, it would be nice if we.
It'll help them out.
We just have to play along.
Well, since they haven't tried to kill us or eat us, that's at least one step in the right direction.
Oh, Gormit.
Huh?
Gormit loves us. It's because of us that she came, she rose to power. She loves us. She actually wants to make nice with the people of Sands Point.
So she wants an alliance?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I don't know if the people of Sands Point are going to be okay with that.
Well, if we vouch for them, it might be a different story.
It's a new day.
Okay.
Listen, okay. If I can accept goblins, then anybody can accept goblins. Yes. And it's going to be a small tradition, one step forward. But
oh my gosh, you should have seen Benji in there. He was holding it together like a pro. It was amazing. I'm so proud of him. You guys are all changing so fast.
No fireballs? No flaming spears?
No.
You came real close.
Wow.
Not a single flame, not a spark of magic.
So let me get this straight. All right, so we find the goblin encampment in the middle of the woods. They're hunting slurks by a temple. We're looking for a temple, and they also want to make nice with the villagers of Sands Point. Mm-hmm. If anything, this isn't a terrible idea. I mean, we've come up with worse. I do want to figure out what's going on with those big one-eyed creatures you were talking about, Benji. But I say, let's at least try and figure out what's going on with this temple since they're doing it now.
Yeah.
And after that, we can go off and figure out what these one-eyed things are. And at least try and make nicey nice with these goblins.
Yep, fair enough.
You can alliance with the goblins.
Yeah, like I said, for me, it's more a fact that I heard the word temple, and I know we're looking for a temple, and it's the only mention of a temple that we've heard since we've been here. So,
agreed.
That's sort of where my character kind of is. Like, oh, temple, okay, let's check it out. You know, it might not be the only false lead we get in this place, but you know, we shall find out.
What say you, Balin?
It makes sense. They didn't try to murderize us.
They couldn't murderize themselves. They're incompetent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bishop, you tried. Slime on your face. What is that?
I'm trying not to think about it. Or if I think about it, I'll throw up.
Is that what is that? I mean, it's like all over.
Benji's gonna say something.
Why do you have frog juice on your face?
Shut up.
Will you please shut up?
Stop. I'm going to throw up.
Are we going to have to do that?
What?
No.
Are we going to have to put frog juice on our face?
No, they make you do that? No. They literally threw it at me because I didn't know what was going on.
They I lean over to
he's like, a bag. Well, long shanks.
Coats makes you hallucinate. And let's go back. I say it just like that.
You can ask. I bet you Gormit would give you some toad juice to put on some arrows.
Maybe. All right, I'm down to find this temple. At least you got much.
Let's go.
All right, so we go back to the encampment and relay our joyous revelry with Gormit.
Does the whole group come back?
Nope, yeah. I go back to my hiding spot for now.
Oh, okay. Balin?
Okay, so just so you know, they are not going to be happy to see Balin because he's so big. So let's just make sure that they are, you know, Balin and Curse Winter
probably hang out with Artar.
Yeah. They don't like it.
I'm not against this because number one, we are looking for a temple. And number two, I was cool with the original arrangement that we had with Gormit anyway, so I don't really care one way or the other. If my presence is going to be bothersome, then I can hang out with Artar.
Besides, you can turn them into mist with one swing, so it's what does it matter?
One swing takes out 50.
If we can get a possible guide to a possible temple, I guess I have to sort of before that. So,
all right,
yeah.
All right. So what's
happening here? You guys are coming.
Yeah, we're gonna head back to Gormit. Tell her that we're down for the slurk hunt.
So you guys are heading back. Okay. So as you guys go back to the camp, everyone's kind of like super quiet. And the goblins allow you to enter. And Gormit is now back on that platform you guys saw. And she says in Goblin, you know, look, the Longshanks, my servants, they have come to help us with the Slurk hunt. And then the Goblins kind of like now start to surround you. And it's like, Slurk, 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 Slurk. And
Hearthman knows what they're saying.
And she goes, we will ride the Slurks. I will mount it and be victorious. And all of them are like, Slurk, Slurk, Slurk. And then she motions to the group to come forward. She goes, come forward and receive the mark of the Frog Clan.
Oh, boy. You what? Go first, Bishop. Bishop, that's all you.
I asked if we had to.
If they brand us, I'm fucking you up, man.
You're getting slapped in the face with the toad.
I better not get branded.
You're getting slapped in the face with a toad. That's how they marked it.
So are you guys, who's stepping? So you guys kind of like, I guess, step forward at that point, right? Like as a unit?
I will.
Well, not Phelan or Avatar.
I'll do it. I'm assuming she'll remember that I drop kicked her.
So Benji steps forward and she picks up a toad and dips it into like these different color paints.
Oh boy.
Or mud and like places it right on your face and it leaves like a toad print, like a mark on Benji's face.
Nice.
And then everyone kind of cheers for Benji having received the mark of the toad.
Does anyone else around us have that mark on their face?
It's kind of like an initiation thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got spider on my hand and I got toad on the face.
And then she goes, who is next to receive the mark? And then like another goblin like pushes past you guys. And it's like, ah! And then she puts the mark on the goblin. And then, you know, you guys go through, get all receiving the different mark, you know,
sure,
on your face. And then she goes, let us go hunt for the Slurk. Where is my son, Bonko? And then like a larger goblin kind of comes forward. And this is clearly Bonko.
His name is Bonko?
Bonko, B-A-N-K-O, Bonko.
Hey.
Bonko.
And then Bonko kind of steps up and goes, Mother, I will do you proud. I will bring back the Slurk for you. And everyone kind of cheers. And then he says, let us drink of the toads. And then everyone cheers. And then everyone gets like a small glass. Well, like, you know, like
carved out piece of wood
or whatever. and then they all kind of dip it into the toad juice. And then everyone's like, drink. And then like all of them start to like down it.
I dip two fingers in it and I smell the toad juice.
I sniff it. Just
It's pungent.
It's pungent?
Pungent.
I do like.
Oh, I'm so tempted.
I look at Keiko. If you do it, I'll do it.
Okay.
And then like everyone kind of stops and is now watching to see if you guys drink the juice.
Sure.
Not you guys, like the group. Like the group has to drink the juice. It's part of their hunt ceremony.
If anybody, I mean, Keiko kind of has to. I feel like it would be against her character if she did.
Oh my god. I wish my head deception.
What am I rolling for some reason?
So if you drink it, it really isn't that strong, but it's more or less like Novocaine. Like your mouth kind of goes numb for a few moments.
No.
Yeah, like your tongue goes numb from it. It's warm. It's warm. It's
chunky.
Chunky.
Thank you.
Slimy. That would be the three. It's kind of like drinking old milk.
Oh no.
It's with egg yolk.
It's like
a little bit like that.
Anchovy.
Yeah, curdled milk and anchovy is exactly what it would taste like.
Oh. Nasty. Oof.
Oh. It has a frog rinse.
It has a frog rinse.
Artar, I apologize. So we're kind of like hiding. I would say that we're hiding in the same spot so we can keep an eye on where each other are. And as we're viewing this, I start laughing.
I'm just making like the faces, like all the faces.
Yeah, I mean Bishop will take a swig and down it. Oh god.
Yes, it is, Blaze, the spicier version.
Oh, I definitely want to try the spicy. Oh,
the spicy tadpole.
Yeah, spicy tadpole.
I have to make a drink now.
So I take a little swig. I pinch. I pinch my nose. I look at Keiko. I'm like, all right. And I look at Bishop and Bishop. Like,
I've already downed mine. I've already downed it.
Yeah, it's just like Novocaine on the tongue. Like it's your tongue goes like numb. And it's like, but it wears off in a few moments.
It's chunky.
Yeah. And a few of the people like pick up toads and like put them on their heads and like wrap them to their heads with like twine as if they're hats. And they're like slurk, 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 slurk.
Slurk, slurk, slurk.
Bishop drank the Kool-Aid long before we got here, guys.
And
I don't know what this is like. Wait, can I do an inside check on Bishop? I feel like this is not the same person we like came here with.
Bishop's doing well. He's doing well.
Wow. Bishop's just happy for once.
I guess. And Bishop's happy because he know he might die in the temple. So this is kind of like the drive of his character. So he's having the grand old time.
Final party.
And with that, we will pick up next week for the slurk hunt at the temple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that was an amazing session.
It's going to be the slurk party. Everyone's going to have the, instead of like the glow sticks, they're actually glowing frogs.
Just
Just squeeze them in just the right way. They start glowing.
Yep. Just hard house music.
Music.
Oots music. And with that, I will kick it over to Tina, our mistress of public relations.
Hello. Thank you to all of our new viewers today. We had some new faces in chat, so thank you. I think we had up to like 17 views at one point today, so yay. Awesome. Sorry for the delay before tech issues happens. So we have, as I said before, we started streaming. Our one-year anniversary is coming up. We're going to do some fun stuff for it in August. We're going to be sharing with you guys what we're doing on our socials. So you want to make sure that you are following us to find out what that is. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NVNG Podcast. And we are on Facebook, Nothing Ventured, Nothing Gained Podcast. You can also check us out on Patreon. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, whatever, Podbean, whatever you use to listen to podcasts. We should be there. If we're not, let us know so we can keep growing. We do have a couple of our videos up on our new YouTube channel, so you can go check that out. And come back next week and let people know about us. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Blaze. Thank you, Project Lasagna. Thank you very much, Russian Hamster 5. Thank you so much. Thank you to all of our friends, Wiz, Darcy, Cosbio,
we love Cosbio. You know,
thank you so much for being here, and thank you to everyone watching. It's a joy. Coming up on our Patreon, it's gonna be dope. We have Power Up is coming up. That's gonna be really awesome. That one, we have some magic in the mix. You know, the last two ones we haven't done any magic. And besides that, what else is coming up? New stuff will be coming to the stream, more ways for you guys to interact with us, for all of us to have fun and to have crazy stuff happen on stream. And if you are listening to the podcast, like Tina said, please rate us. And what Zach said, just rate the heck out of us, because it helps us get into the community, get us out there. We love you guys. You know, always fun, always fun. Thank you so much. For Blaze, for doing the most right now. And from all of us here at Nothing Ventured, Nothing Game, we are giving advice, rolling dice with a little bit of that New York spice. Good night.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blaze giving out slurg, to slurg, 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 slurg,